Being involved starts with being informed. Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Radio Program on faith, government, policy, and culture. Here's your host, Al Ruskowski.
Doctor prescribed suicide. That is a bill that is before the Judiciary Committee today. It's Legislative Bill 1056. And here with me is Hallie Hamilton from our office. Hallie, this issue of doctor prescribed suicide is a piece of legislation that we strongly oppose.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Senator Ernie Chambers has introduced the Patient Choice at End of Life Act. And though choice is an appealing word, inequity in healthcare is a harsh reality. And so one of the main reasons we oppose this bill is because the most marginalized individuals, poor, hardworking people, would be in particular danger. Under the bill, before writing a prescription for death, a doctor must discuss the feasible alternatives or additional treatment opportunities, including but not limited to comfort care, hospice care, palliative care, and pain control. However, discussing all options does not mean the patient will have the ability to access those options. Patients who have insurance may find it does not cover the feasible alternatives. Doctor prescribed suicide may well become a choice for the comfortably well off, but the only medical treatment the poor can afford. Al, I think the real question before us is, do we really trust insurance agencies to do the right thing instead of the cheap thing?
If you'd like to learn more about this bill, it's Legislative Bill 1056. It's in Judiciary being heard today. It's about doctor-prescribed suicide. You can certainly contact us here at Nebraska Family Alliance, and we will provide you extended information about how to contact your state senator and more information in regard to this bill.
Thanks for listening to NFA's Daily Radio Program. If you'd like more information about issues affecting Nebraska families or any of the resources mentioned, call us at 1-888-777-5188 or visit our website at nebraskafamilyalliance.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter.